WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mark Hudson is an Englishman in his 20s who spent 2 years in a small village in Africa and has written about his unusual experiences in a new book called Our Grandmother's Drums. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Mark Hudson is not an anthropologist, a do-gooder, or an ideologue. But he went to Africa anyway, for a couple of years in the village of Dulaba, in the nation of Gambia, on what he calls an adventure in consciousness, and he's brought back a masterpiece. You will find, in Our Grandmother's Drums, everything you want by way of the exotic. Empty skies and orange earth, termite hills and mangrove swamps, flame trees and goat meat, salt flats and pepper gardens. You'll also find harp lutes, calabash drums, snakes, baboons, olive-green blister beetles, and lizards 2 feet long. Not to mention jujus, amulets, soul-stealing demons, flesh-eating witches, and the devil in the bush. But something else obsesses Hudson. It's the women of Dulaba, trapped in a continual round of childbearing, domestic labor, and manual agriculture, deferring all decisions to men they married by prearrangement, prevented even from fully participating in their own Muslim religion, circumcised to dull the edge of their sexuality. And yet it seems to him that Africa was a continent created by women. They are in Dulaba far from abject. They have about them, he says, a vigor and a vitality that makes their husbands seem mean, insubstantial, even shadow-like in comparison. In his seasons in Dulaba, wet and dry, harvest and famine, he learns a lot about politics and religion, about ceremonies of naming and mourning, about marabous, the holy men from the pagan past, and griots, the praise singers buried standing up in hollow trees. But it's the women Hudson needs to understand. He works alongside them in the rice fields, to a state of nausea. He listens to their stories. He lends them money and his hut. Not only does he discover the existence of secret female societies, organized by age group, but he's eventually invited to join one. Saniyora Kafo, the Golden Chain. Membership in this Kafo lets him get closer to the underground ritual of the women than men are supposed to. His page is devoted to the appalling rite of female circumcision. Clitorectomy and the cutting of the inner lips of the child's vagina are not for the squeamish. But the mystery is what happens after what these women call the time of the crocodile. They celebrate with style songs and taboo stories. They fling themselves into fervent, maddened dance. They find in rhythmic seizures what Hudson calls the collective energy of the moment, and which the women themselves call kia, or sweetness. On drums, their grandmother's drums, they beat themselves into exaltation and exhaustion. In motion and sound, they recreate everything they know of themselves, from before the British, before the Arabs, and before recorded history. A blood bond. I can't begin to suggest the wonder and intelligence of this book. The prose is as rich as the material. Shy Hudson, accused by the men of Dulaba of coming to steal the secrets of our women, falls in love. Of course it won't work out. He is guilty, they are not. They belong, he does not. It seemed to me, he says, looking back on my life, that all my failures had been failures of generosity, that whenever the moment had come to show my hand, I had withdrawn it. This was why I now had nothing. But because of him, the rest of us have something remarkable, splendid, and wise.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine. He's also a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Our Grandmother's Drums by Mark Hudson. It's published by Grove Weidenfeld.